We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast live from the Toyota Lounge. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. I am joined by Alyssa. Alyssa, thank you for being here. First of all, it's a Sunday. It's a gorgeous day. It's Cinco de Mayo. Most importantly to me, it's Albanian Orthodox Easter, so.
Oh yeah, I saw the eggs.
Yeah, yeah. So like, this is my first time doing them because like the traditional way to do it is you use yellow onion peels to dye the eggs red.
Oh.
So I think they're so close to being red. I think I needed more vinegar.
Okay.
But then I saw a bunch of other people because also Serbians are Orthodox too. So like a lot of our Serbian friends.
We're dyeing eggs.
We're also doing the same thing. So yeah, kind of a fun little thing.
That is.
Fun little thing. It was my first time like doing it as an adult. I also don't remember like my great grandmother doing it that way. But I feel like because like she was the child of immigrants who just like had so little when she was growing up, like what a flex it is to be like, I'm just going to use food coloring. What a flex that must have been.
Oh, yeah.
The convenience. Anyway, hi, welcome to my Easter podcast. No, welcome to this Rockies podcast. The Rockies are playing right now. It's the top of the eighth inning, and the Rockies are down 5-3 to the Pirates after being up 3-0 for quite some time. We'll walk through that game, too. We'll talk about the rest of this Pittsburgh series. If the Rockies can pull this off, and it does look like Ryan McMahon just drew a walk, if the Rockies can pull off a win, if they can overcome this two-run deficit here, they could finally win a series this season, which they have not done this year. I think it's the longest the Rockies have gone without winning a series. But also, they are the last remaining team in baseball to not win a series. Even the White Sox, who have been doing so horrendously, they've been down bad horrendously. Even they have swept a series, and the Rockies just cannot get the best of a team in any set. And it's getting a little frustrating. I'm sure it's so frustrating for them. I'm sure it's more frustrating for them because they're the ones that, you know, we're all watching. They got to hear us all talking shit. Anyway, hey, let me know what you're thinking in the Toyota chat. The chat is open. I said I would answer all questions within reason. Hey, Trenton in the chat, see if the Rocks can get it done. I'm hoping they can get it done. I am so relieved. One thing they did get done this weekend with their win on Friday, they broke the streak, the 31-game streak to start the season where the Rockies trailed in every single game. They broke a 114-year-old record and then some. So I feel like it'll be a long time until someone else breaks that record. I kind of hope it's a long time before the Rockies break their own record. Knock on wood, thoughts and prayers. But they finally did it. They held a lead for an entire game. They kind of almost blew it, though, because Friday's game, they had that 3-0 lead, ended up giving up two runs in the ninth, I believe. I don't have that scorecard in front of me. But anyway, they almost blew it, too, but they didn't. They didn't, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Oh, Alyssa, you'll appreciate this. So on Thursday's show, Yaya was producing. And we were talking about Justin Lawrence, because Justin Lawrence was pitching in that game on Thursday. And I mentioned, I was like, oh, Yaya, like, his wife is super pregnant. And he's like, what does that mean? I'm like, she's just like, she's about to have the baby. Like, yeah. She's posted on Instagram, like, yeah, baby's coming soon. Next day, Justin Lawrence is on the paternity list. I'm like, did
oh my God. Told ya.
Did I? Or what?
That's exciting.
Listen, I don't know due dates. I just, like, I'm guessing, too.
Right.
I don't think they want to tell me due dates or birth times, because they're like, no, Susie will just make a chart. I'm a nightmare. But you know what? She's a little Taurus, and she's gorgeous, and they posted the pics, and the baby seems healthy, mom seems healthy. Yeah, very happy for the Lawrence family. Congratulations. Trenton in the Toyota chat. Yes, that streak is over. Good riddance to it. I kind of want to... I feel like we should do a ceremony. Like, we should bury something in the backyard here. We don't have a backyard at the bar. We have a parking lot. If you see me back there with a drill, just don't say anything. Mind your business. Mind your business. Yeah. All right. It's still the... What happened to Ryan McMahon on base? We were blabbing, and now he's not on base anymore. What happened? Ryan McMahon walked with Elias Diaz batting. Ryan McMahon was picked off, caught stealing second. Okay. And now we don't have a guy on base anymore. But what's Elias Diaz going to do in this at-bat? It's been a long at-bat, too. Seven pitches so far. A lot of fouled off balls. Wow, that was 100 miles an hour this guy's throwing. Goodness gracious. Hey, everyone here in the Toyota chat, loving this company that we have going here. Phil Palmer in the Toyota chat, love day games for the Rockies across the pond. Means I can drink through this nightmare. Wait, what time is it over there? You guys are 8 hours ahead of us, right? That makes sense. So it's late. It's late. Trenton in the Toyota chat. Hopefully when Justin Lawrence comes back, he will have acquired those new dad powers and his lights out. That's a real effect, and I'm fascinated by it. Because also, we've so seen it with Ryan McMahon this season. He has been one of the most consistent hitters and just also most consistent guys on base for the Rockies this whole season so far. All right. You know what? We should... Alyssa, wait a second. Are you telling me Shady Rays are so back?
They're so back, baby.
So back. Oh my gosh, guys. Let's just real fast talk about our friends at Shady Rays, because you got to get ahead of this sunshine, because it's here and it's going to be here to stay. But get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that won't break the bank. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company offering a world-class product rated 5 stars by... their numbers have gone up by more than 300,000 people. Their shades have durable frames, crystal clear optics, and that makes them the perfect choice for all of your outdoor adventures, whether you are out on the trails or maybe you are day drinking in a parking lot, which I'm pretty sure that's what my friends are doing right now. Not our parking lot. There's a block party near my house, so... Yeah, no, it's cute. We've been rocking Shady Rays ever since they came on board with us last year, and I still love them. They are still one of my favorite pairs. And they, like, look good, too. Like, you would never know that they're so affordable. And they are so affordable. Here's the offer exclusive for our listeners. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com. Use code DNVR for 35% off polarized sunglasses. That is an Elias Diaz number of percentages off your polarized sunglasses. So yeah, code DNVR, 35% off. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 300,000 people. We got to talk about our friends at Circa Sportsbook too. They're so much more than the home of Stadium Swim. Okay, they have a great app, and we have a lot of fun with that app here in Colorado. Because the app is available in Colorado. Here's what you're going to get from them. A tight money line splits. Games that strive to be a minus 110 split on the Circa menu, on the Circa Sports menu. Unlike other sports books that might use minus 115, minus 120, Circa Sports keeps as little money as possible on large market bets like futures, golf tournaments, all the above, especially compared to other books. High app limits too, which is pretty cool. So Circa does not limit players based on their winnings. Every player has the same limits, unlike other books who limit winning players. Wow. Conspiracy? Not here at Circa. They're doing it right. All right. Circa Sports. Download the Circa Sports Colorado app. Search for those words in particular or click the link in the description of this podcast. Download the app at circasports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right. So we are here in, well, we're in the studio. The guys are in Pittsburgh. Numbers wise, they are in the pit. So that's what we're watching. All right. I put on, is this the same Phil who's watching the show? I posted a link to the show on our Twitter and I said, hey, can the Rocks pull off a series win when they're down 2 in the 8th? Phil, no, absolutely not. Just an entire display of Little League errors. The thing that is just bothering me even more is the like absence of offense. And it's crazy that it didn't get going in Mexico City. And it's still not really going in this series. I mean, we've seen a little bit of offense, but darn, I would want a little more. Anyway, we're getting more Anthony Molina. He is coming in to pitch the bottom of the 8th, taking the place of Tyler Kinley, who came in for 1 1/3 innings. Is that right? Sounds right. Anthony Molina has been so much better since that first appearance, even since his second appearance. He's really settled in. And we talked to him about it after one of his really good outings. And yeah, he really leaned on a lot of his fellow players. He talks to Marquez a lot too, even though Marquez is not in the clubhouse with the Rockies yet. I think he's still in Arizona finishing up that rehab because he's going to be back. Marquez is going to be back probably after the All-Star break. Hopefully. That'll be fun. All right. So 7 foot tall O'Neill Cruz is now at the plate. He's only 6'7". Sorry. Only 6'7". Oh, hold on. Phil in the Toyota chat did update us on what time. Oh, it's 2037. I don't know what that means. It's 8:30. Oh, no, I don't know how to do this. It's what? That's too many numbers for a time. I wasn't in the military. Right. Also, apparently people who worked at Disney also operated on military time. Huh. Because, like, one of my friends... like, she did the Disney internship, like, you graduate. Uh-huh. And, like, she ended up working there for a couple of years after. My friend Hannah, a great baseball fan. And she still has her phone in military time, like, to this day. And, like, we are in our 30s. She is just, like, it's so ingrained. It's so ingrained.
I wish I knew, but
I don't know.
It doesn't compute in my head.
It's just too much math. It tells me nothing. It truly tells me nothing. Yeah, it's nearly 9 p.m. Thank you, Phil, the Toyota chat. Please, it's bad enough I have to think about time zones. You're going to also make me think about military time. Oh, man. All right. Hey, Anthony Molina got the first out. No one's on base. Man, O'Neill Cruz. Let's talk about a little what we've seen in this game so far, because... started out pretty okay. The Rockies got on the board in the second inning. We had a Brendan Rodgers double. Brendan Rodgers, famous slow starter. It's May now. He is so ready to be so back. He does this every year. It's just like it's just his thing now, I guess.
A slow creep into the season.
You know, like spring training just isn't enough. Yeah, like, but I mean, hey, as long as he comes back at some point, I'm good with it.
Me too.
I'm good with it. Listen. If I were out there, it'd be embarrassing. Have I told you about the dream that I had where I was pinch hitting?
No.
Why do I keep talking about it? It's the dumbest dream, but I had a dream where I was pinch hitting and it was really embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, that is a dream.
Yeah, these are the stress dreams that I'm having about work. It's not about this job. It's about the other part of my job. Where I'm watching the games.
So
anyway, reel it in, Suze. Brendan Rodgers, he's ready to be so back now that it's May. He hit a double, and then immediately Jacob Stallings comes up, hits his second home run of the season, makes it a 2-0 game, and then right after that, Sean Bouchard gets his first home run of the season, 3-0. So the Rockies held that lead for a while until the bottom of the sixth inning. Connor Joe hitting leadoff today for the Pirates, old friend. He hits a leadoff single. Brian Reynolds hits a double, and then Brian Hayes grounds out. But Connor Joe scores. And then O'Neill Cruz actually hit a big ol' home run. He was very close to hitting a home run because they have that 21-foot wall out there, 21 feet for Roberto Clemente. Great man. But that 21-foot wall has robbed so many home runs, especially today. We've seen it a couple of times today. He did not miss on that one. So, yeah, that was a home run. Right after him, too, Rowdy Tellez hit a double like to that wall as well. That like really would have been a home run anywhere else. And then Jack Sawinski hit an RBI single. So that made it 5-3. And that's where we still are right now. So bottom of the eighth, got out of it. A 1-2-3 inning for Anthony Molina. That's so exciting. Personally, like he's such a young player. He was put in an insane position for his debut. I am so happy that it did not break him. Because my goodness, it kind of broke me and I wasn't even the one out there. We were a little broken after that game. I will never stop thinking about, that was also the setting of my nightmare where I'm supposed to pinch hit. It was that first game of the season in Arizona. I'm not well. I am truly unwell. Matthew in the Toyota chat. Happy Easter. Maybe they can pull off this series. Parentheses, maybe. Maybe, you know, we're heading into the top of the ninth and Brendan Rodgers is up and he's already hit a double today. So I like our chances, but again, I'm going to knock on wood. Yeah. Thank you also, Matthew, for wishing me a happy Easter. Phil in the chat, in the Toyota chat. Haven't seen any baseball yet, that's for sure. Oh, no. We've seen a little. Come on. Jacob Stallings hitting a home run after, like, so many people talk shit about Jacob Stallings, too. And, like, for what? He's actually, right now, I think, average-wise, like, the best hitter on this team. He's just, like, sneaky good. And he's always been, like, a guy who's been, like, catcher first, and then, like, whatever you get is, like, extra. It's just, like, a nice little bonus. And now he's been, like, hitting so well. And against his former team, too. Him and Elias Diaz, both former Pirates. Both having a good time. Hello, Will, in the chat. Good to see you. All right. So, Rodgers flew out to... Was that out to right? It was out to right. All right. So, one out. Okay. I would just love for us to... I would love to see the bottom of the ninth. I would love to not have to skip it. We got Jacob Stallings up now. He's been extremely clutch all season, but especially today. Phil in the Toyota chat, best hitter, but he's our catcher. That's, what did he say? Hold on. I cannot read one of these words because the like sign in the way. But he's our catcher that can't catch. No, I mean, he can catch. He's a good catcher. He wasn't like, he definitely had some, he had a misstep in this game, definitely. But, I mean, it happens. I don't think it counted as an error. But anyway, yeah, he's just the backup catcher, man. I love that even when Diaz is not catching, like, he's still going to DH. Like, he's still going to be in there. No days off. You know who did get a day off today? Ezekiel Tovar got a day off today. He's been hitting leadoff. And, like, honestly, hasn't been so productive these past couple of games. Brenton Doyle is the guy hitting leadoff today. Brenton Doyle hitting leadoff when everyone had so much to say about how he could not hit last year. And look at him now. He's hitting leadoff. Did he hit today? Well, no. No. No, he didn't. I don't think he did. Unless I missed something. I did drive over here in the middle of the game. Yeah, no, he didn't hit anything. Is the leadoff spot cursed? Let us know in the Toyota chat. We'll discuss it. We shall discuss it. Let's discuss Ryan Feltner, by the way, because, okay, we did not get him pitching into the ninth inning like we got in his last start. I think he's, it seems like in interviews since that night where that game fell apart, the game that broke me, the game that will forever be my villain origin story. So he was very disappointed with himself after that game. I think we talked about this on the last show, but he blamed himself. He was like, it's my fault that we lost this game. And it's like, well, no, Ryan, don't think that about yourself, Ryan Feltner. Like, he did, like, so much in that game. It, like, breaks my heart that that's how he thought of the game. Like, he just thought of his team first. That's a good teammate. But I'm like, don't carry that weight on yourself. But anyway, we'll talk about this game. We got 5 2/3 out of him. Yeah, he came out. Tyler Kinley got the last out of that sixth inning. But Ryan Feltner threw 5 2/3, 8 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned. He didn't walk anyone. He only struck out 3, which is kind of wild because he has been striking out so many. He's leading this team in strikeouts right now. He's going to leave this game with a 5.54 ERA. Tyler Kinley came in for 1 1/3. We got 1 hit, 2 strikeouts, and that's it. And that was it. And then we got Molina in. Is this game still going? Where are we? All right. Since I've been blabbing, some things have happened. We have a man on base. Jacob Stallings flew out to Sean Bouchard, hit a double. So with 2 outs, we have 1 man in scoring position. And it's Sean Bouchard during tourist season. And then Jake Cave came in. Jake Cave, just like such a clutch guy, another one of those clutch guys, taking the place of Jordan Beck, pinch hitting. Jake Cave, can you hit a 3-run homer with just 1 guy on base? That'd be great. Just make the math work there. Or get on base so we can... That's what we've got going on. Also, just something I don't know if we've, like, talked about on the show, and this has happened, honestly, obviously, since the Rockies departed on their 10-day road trip. We have not seen these guys in forever. But Charlie Blackmon, Alyssa, have you noticed? Like, he is, like, way down in the lineup now.
I kind of was wondering why that is.
I mean, he just, like, has not been hitting as well as other guys who are hitting well. So it's like, okay, yeah, we can mix it up a little bit. But it's definitely, I mean, it's rare to see Charlie Blackmon hitting that low in the lineup.
I was going to say, this is unlike him.
It's different. I bet it's really different for him. I bet it is. Yeah, Will in the Toyota chat, thank you for letting me know about that Bouchard double. It's hard to talk and watch at the same time. And that's the truth. That is the truth. All right. So while we have, while we're in the last out of this game, well, hopefully not the last out. It might be. While we've got this going on, I want to mention our friends at Raising Cane's. I have a Raising Cane's rally cap that I left at home, and I'm so mad at myself. All right, so game is over, by the way. The rally cap might have helped. We'll do it next time. All right, let's talk about Raising Cane's. Honestly, just talking about Raising Cane's is making me extremely hungry. But Raising Cane's, on your mark, get set, eat. Make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable hand-battered chicken fingers. They are always cooked to order and made just for you. So race in for delicious chicken finger meals served up fast. Order up those tender chicken fingers, crispy crinkle cut fries, and buttery Texas toast. And do not forget the creamy coleslaw and the secret Cane's sauce. Find your local Raising Cane's location or order online. You can order mobily. For fresh, cooked-to-order hand-battered chicken fingers, race into Raising Cane's. Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster by ordering online at RaisingCane's.com or through their mobile app, Raising Cane's. Chicken fingers, one love. Listen, I'm so mad at myself for forgetting my rally cap that I worked so hard to get.
Dang it, was it the pink Raising Cane's ones? Those are the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, well, also, like, it would have matched this outfit.
It would have.
My apologies to the entire Raising Cane's community. That was really messed up of me. My apologies to the Rockies community. That's on me. Honestly, Alyssa, I need to chill out. Maybe I'll chill out with the beer that's made to chill. Listen, there are plenty of chances in life to make things better by choosing to chill. So why don't you grab every opportunity and reach for a refreshing Coors Light? So listen, oh yeah, the other thing. This still holds true. When the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies.
There's so many puns here.
The puns, I'm not trying to make a pun. They mean the mountain range. They certainly don't mean this cold Rockies offense.
No, not at all.
But however you want to take it. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. This beer only knows a life of cold. So when you want to embrace a chill mindset, it is a good time to choose chill and crack open a Coors Light. Make the most of the times you choose to chill. Choose Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DN. VR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Yeah, if you're having fun doing Cinco de Mayo stuff, that would be a great opportunity to get yourself a little Coors Light delivered right to your door or right to whatever parking lot you're drinking in. Like, I don't know why I keep harping on this. I don't know why we keep harping on this. All right, so we just watched this Rockies loss, 5-3. Fall to the Pirates, lose the series because, yeah, they won Friday, but they did not win on Saturday either. And that game was so strange, too. Another game that was just totally lacking in offense. I don't know. Was it lacking in offense or was it a pitcher's duel? However we decide to frame it. I guess it was a little bit of both, but it was totally scoreless heading into the ninth inning, and it was totally scoreless until the very last out of the bottom of the ninth, and that is when the Rockies lost it 1-0. And kind of a bummer, too. Kind of a little bummer, too. Friday was a really good outing for Cal Quantrill. We're bringing it back to Friday. Cal Quantrill, in for 7 2/3 innings. He didn't walk anyone, but he must have been so freaking happy. He only allowed 3 hits, too. And 9 strikeouts, Cal Quantrill. Let's go. Cal's the third pitcher in Rockies history to pitch at least 7 scoreless innings with no walks and plus with 9 or more strikeouts. So, joining Herman Marquez on that list. Yeah. But that was the day they broke the streak. That was a very happy day for us.
Susie needed that day.
I did. Well, also, so like Clint Hurdle responded to my tweet. He's like, well, now you're going to need a new thing to tweet about. And I'm like, gladly, gladly. Yes. I just want everyone to be happy. You know, can't we just all have a good time? Can we get some wins? I love wins. I also love when the Rockies can just dominate a whole game. Please, please. All right, let's check that Toyota chat real fast. Because I see y'all chatting in it. Oh, you guys are very talkative. Phil in the Toyota chat. Feltner was fantastic through 5 innings today. He was. I mean, that last inning was the one that kind of gave all of us a little trouble. Will in the chat. That last pitch was not a strike. Some questioning umpire. Who is the home plate ump today? I didn't even look. And that's on me. That's on me, fam. Doug Eddings. I don't have any beef with him. Until that last strike call. Hey, Trenton in the Toyota chat. Thank goodness it's Cinco de Mayo. I'm sure there is a special on tequila today at the bar. That's actually a really good... Do we have specials going on
at
the bar?
That's a wonderful question. I think so. I think I saw Lindsay post something about it.
I will say a lot of Volo people here today.
Yes.
It's a good Volo day. All the May leagues have started up.
Yep.
People love to come here to drink after those games. Why not? Trenton in the chat. Cal cooked on Friday. Absolutely a bright spot. I've said this before, too, on the show. Cal's coming off the worst season of his career. He was dealing with a shoulder injury out in Cleveland. We got him in a little trade. But, yeah, Cal Quantrill, he's been great. Overall, I mean, pretty good luck that we've had with these guys that we've gotten from Cleveland. Nolan Jones, though, a little MIA. Have I told you my theory about Nolan Jones and his closeness with Chris Bryant? And again, I didn't like formulate this theory until they left for a 10-day road trip. So Chris Bryant and Nolan Jones, they've become very good friends. Chris Bryant's definitely been there for Nolan Jones during this like slump of his that he started the season with. And I mean, there's a lot of eyes on him. So Chris Bryant, of course, like can understand that completely. A great mentor right. to have in this situation.
Absolutely.
I'm concerned, though, that maybe Chris Bryant has like passed something on to Nolan Jones, like mechanically, that is causing his back to now be stiff. Because far as I know, I don't think Nolan Jones has ever had any issues with his back.
Oh, no.
And also, like, I mean... Please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm like not totally sure that Chris Bryant had issues with his back until he got here.
But
just
right.
like, you know, like he's gotten older though. And like, he's just had like different injuries like over the past couple of years. And I don't know. I'm worried. Maybe it's not like, I don't think like Chris Bryant was like, no, swing it like this. I think, I don't know. Maybe like Nolan Jones is like watching him and like mimics. I don't know. But it's just like, It's a little strange.
You guys
to me.
Can't be close anymore. You can't be friends.
Something I am concerned about. I'm sure Buddy's concerned about too. Did the Rockies hit any home runs this whole series? Oh no, they did. They hit two today. What am I talking about? I mean like before today. The only hit in Saturday's game. This Saturday's game actually was such a bummer. The Rockies had one hit, and it was an Elias Diaz double, and that is it. No other hits. That is so depressing. It's very depressing. That's although, to be fair, I mean, like, the Pirates did not get a ton of hits. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, here's the other thing. They intentionally walked O'Neill Cruz in yesterday's game, in Saturday's game. We're talking about the ninth inning now of yesterday's game. So Connor Joe got the leadoff hit in the ninth. Couple of strikeouts. Then we're at two outs here. Next guy up walks. And also, Connor Joe had advanced on a wild pitch already. So then we had men on first and third. And then O'Neill Cruz intentionally walked. And then Michael A. Taylor hits an easy RBI single. And that is the end of that game. So I didn't like that decision.
No, not at all.
But then again, like, obviously O'Neill Cruz, like, he is going to mash. But he didn't hit anything at all on Saturday. He struck out. He grounded out. He struck out again. Like, he wasn't hitting that day.
Right? Take your chances. Pitch to him.
I feel like... And then, like, all you needed, once the bases are loaded, you don't need much to get a run. That's very obvious. So, like, I just, like, obviously, like, I'm not a manager. I don't know everything. But I would love to know why.
That decision?
Why?
Yeah.
Broke my dang heart. So, anyway, what would you have done in that situation? Let us know in the Toyota chat. Let us know. Okay. All right, we're a half hour into this show. Since we've got all the Volo people here, we'll talk about Volo Sports real fast because we love working with Volo. We love that this is also such a safe space for them to party their butts off after a game. That is what we provide. But Volo provides an incredible modern-day sport and social club for just $20 a month. And we have a discount code that will get you that for $10 a month. More on that in a second, but Volo, a great way to meet new people, get active, play games in your city. And if you have Volo Pass, if you are on the road, you can use all of those Volo perks in any Volo city. But you also, if you have Volo Pass, unlimited access to pickups, league drop-ins as a sub, and you can get league discounts up to $50 too. So you and your friends can have fun and save a little money while doing it. They also have tournaments, events, fitness classes. That to me is so fun, so worth it. You can sign up on the Volo app, use code DNVR3 to get Volo Pass for $10 a month for the first 3 months. Shout out to all of our Volo kids. Are they playing like beer pong down there?
I think beer pong, flip cup, they always have a blast down there.
They do.
It's packed too.
I had to like ask someone to move. I'm like, okay, you're in the way of the door. I have to get up here. Yeah, I have to do my show. All right. Hey, Will, what do you have going on in the chat right now? Oh, Will in the Toyota chat. Not a fan of pinch hitting Jake Cave instead of letting Jordan Beck hit in that spot in the ninth either. I'm neutral on it. Obviously, it wasn't fruitful. Okay. We all know that now because hindsight's 20/20. Jordan Beck, though. I mean, okay. How's Jordan Beck been doing in general? Let's just like refresh ourselves on the numbers. Jordan Beck he's at 21 at-bats already. He's got a 143 batting average. He's only had 3 hits through those first 21 at-bats. And he struck out 11 times. So I understand recognizing, like, okay, this is a young guy. He is not quite comfortable in the majors yet. Like, maybe put in a more veteran player. And again, Jake Cave has really proven himself to be very reliable, or at least pretty reliable, in situations like this where we need a clutch hit or something. So I totally understand taking the guy who has struck out 11 times in his first 21 at-bats and putting in a veteran guy in a big moment where we need a little something more. Obviously, it didn't work. But we'll never know what the alternative would have been. Would Jordan Beck have hit his first home run? At this point, we're writing Rockies fan fiction. Maybe I will start writing Rockies fan fiction. You know, maybe just like manifest like a different energy.
Yeah, they need it, that's for sure.
They might need it. All right. Hey, any other questions, guys, about anything? About anything. Next game, the Rockies are back in town. And the Giants are also in town. We haven't seen them yet this year, so very exciting. We have not seen a lot of our division rivals a ton yet, but we'll see some. Giants are 15-19. They're not doing great, but you know, they're doing a lot better than the Rockies. 8-25. That was the 25th time we have had to watch the Bud Black post-game press conference after a loss. And it's not fun. I don't know. What do you guys think the Rockies need?
They need to come home. Let's get home. Let's get some wins.
They need to come home.
And then venture back out onto the road and yes, give it a try.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. All right. Anything else that I missed talking about any of these games? I could not believe the score yesterday. I really thought it was also going to go into extras, 0-0. And I was like, oh, wait, it's over. Oh, great, cool. Nice to see Connor Joe again. Nice to see Connor Joe doing well. Apparently, he does still keep in touch with his friends from the Rockies, so that was good to hear. We heard that on the broadcast. Good for him. Good for us. Rockies are going to come home. Oh, a couple of other baseball headlines to get into. A's are on a tear right now. They won, like, they scored like 20 runs yesterday. I know. I'm like, even the A's are getting it together right now. When is it our turn? When is it our turn? Alyssa, do you remember Luisa Rise beating up on the Rockies in that Miami series?
Yeah.
We're going to see him a little more because he got traded to the Padres.
Great. Lovely for
us. Love that. Do you think like the Padres scouts were like, oh, you know, really fuck with the Rockies? Let's twist the knife a little more and just bring him over so we can face him a few more times this season. Yeah. So that's it. That's all we got going on. Hey, guys, this show is back. We're going to do a seventh-inning stretch show. A seventh-inning stretch show on Tuesday. It's going to go, it'll be at 8:30. So we'll have all the fun, like, pregame content for you, of course, but I'll be right back here in the studio at 8:30 on Tuesday watching the Giants series. I hope you guys watch it with us. The rest of the week, it's going to be a 5 p.m. show on Thursday and a 5 p.m. show on Sunday. That sounds right, right?
Just double checking.
I was like, yeah, we ironed out the schedule like way in advance because we're so locked in.
Love it.
So locked in. I hope you guys are locked in. Follow all the latest Rockies headlines and news and et cetera at DNVR_Rockies. Alyssa, where can we follow you?
At Amory21.
All right. And you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. I'm really behind posting my scorecards because it took a couple days off, but I still have the scorecards. I'll post them. I post scorecards, I promise. Guys, thank you so much for joining this show. I had such a great time chatting with all of y'all. We got to close out the Toyota chat before I say goodbye. Trenton did say, Jake Cave has been pretty clutch this year. It does make a lot of sense to have him pinch hit there. Thank you for being on my side. If you're not on my side, what are you even doing?
Are you?
It's only a good conversation if I'm winning. Duh. No, thank you. I love all of your feedback. Hey, also, Trenton in the chat saying Rockies need a hero. Will in the Toyota chat, John Gray should pitch either this upcoming Friday or Saturday against the Rockies. That's right. The Rangers are going to be in town this coming weekend. It's going to be a big weekend. Because also the cystic fibrosis walk is on Sunday. So there's a link in the description of the show. Join my team and walk with me at Sloan's Lake. Me and my friends. And then, like, we'll probably all go to the Rangers game, because why not? All right, guys, that's it. I'm going to reel it in. This is like me getting off the phone with my dad. Like, it's impossible. Like, it's just like the goodbye lasts forever. I don't know how to end a conversation. That used to be my outro. I was like, I don't know how to end a podcast. Alyssa, I don't know how to end a podcast, but what do I say usually when I'm closing out a show like this?
That's the show. That's baseball.
That is baseball, and that is the show. Guys, that's baseball. That's the show. We'll talk to you on Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time, but enjoy the rest of your weekend.
We all silly like the mayor.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.